We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Welcome, Angie. The friends are here. We are all gathered around to listen and to help. So can you tell us what is going on?
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Good morning.
Well, the issue is that I have a teenage daughter, and my teenage daughter and I have the best relationship. I'm very blessed. And I actually follow my daughter and her friends on Instagram. But one of the friends, I noticed that everybody was tagging her on pictures. So I went and follow along that tag, and she has a fake account with some pretty raunchy pictures. I mean, she's still a teenager, she's underage, and I'm quite a little bit concerned. The pictures are showing too much for her age, revealing and, you know, provocative. I guess it's what they see on TV. They just want to follow up. But mm-hmm. I'm really concerned, and I don't know if I should tell the mom, which I don't know her, and make her aware of the situation. I mean, if I was a mom and my daughter was doing that, I would love to know, don't you think?
Angie, how old is your daughter and her friends?
They're 16. I mean, they range on that age, 15, 16, but my daughter is 16 and that friend is 16.
So you want to know, should you find that mom and reach out and talk to her about it and tell her what's going on?
Yes, if I'm in the right place to do that. And the reason why I'm asking for help is because I would like, if someone knew about my daughter doing that, I would like to know, regardless if I know the person or not, you know, just to make her aware. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it can come up the wrong way, too. So I'm just, I don't know. I'm tormented by this.
Some parents get really defensive for their own kids.
Right.
So you could have that response, too.
Mm-hmm.
404-263-0941. If you've got a question for Angie or if you've got some guidance, you may have been in this situation before. What did you decide to do? 404-263-0941 is our number.
Hey, Angie, have you met the friend, your daughter's friend, who's posting these pictures before?
Oh, I know the friend, yes.
Okay, and what is she like outside of Instagram? Because sometimes we put on like a fake persona, if
right.
you will. Does she live her life like she does online?
She's a little bit on the wild side. I would say, you know how and every group has a little bit, you know, has a different kind of personality friend. She is probably the wild on the group, but I mean, that doesn't mean, you know, that she's a bad kid. She's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, she does great in school and everything. I just don't see why to have the fake account and, I mean, drinking beer. She's sending the wrong message. I mean, it's illegal stuff.
Angie, have you talked to your daughter about the pictures?
Yes, I actually have talked about it, about the mm-hmm. pictures. And she say a lot of kids do it, and, you know, she's not into it, but a lot of kids do it to portray themselves as older. And you know how that goes. I mean, if they think they could have more followers and, you know, they can reach a point where they can be famous. But that's not the way to be famous.
Insta-famous is a horrible word.
It's such a thing right now, too. So what does she do about this? 404-263-0941. Call us now for group therapy. If you were in Angie's shoes, what would you do? Would you go and tell on this teenager to her parents? Would you keep it to yourself? Would you maybe approach the teenager directly? Should Angie make that call herself? Let's give her some guidance here on what to do in this situation. 404-263-0941. Group therapy continues with your guidance next.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Angie is feeling really stuck in this situation right now. Angie, if somebody's just starting to listen, can you tell them what's going on?
Well, I have a teenage daughter, and we have a great friendship. I follow her on Instagram with her friends too. I'm not trolling, by the way. And one of the girls have a fake account and is raunchy, is suggestive, provocative, and almost illegal to a point. So I was wondering, what should I do? I don't know the mother, and I want to know if I should reach out to the mother, mother to mother, and or keep it to myself or talk to the girl. I'm not sure what to do in this position.
Lots of the friends calling for group therapy right now. 404-263-0941. What would you do if you were in this situation? Madison and Noonan, what do you say?
Good morning, guys. I really think that you should tell the other parent, because bottom line, this girl could do something to really, really mess up her life or even hurt herself. And that's the last thing that anyone would want. So I really think that their parents should know too.
Yeah, I would want that. As a mom, I would want to know what my kid was doing. Sandra in Buford, though, with some different advice for group therapy. Hey, Sandra.
Hey, my advice is not to tell the mother, because the mother probably already knows. If the mother is, you know, if the daughter is like that, the mother probably knows how she dresses and understands what's going on. And the biggest thing is, if she does tell, the daughter will become a snitch. I hate to say that, mm-hmm. but my daughter has a friend. And her mom looks at all their Instagram posts, and so now they don't include that daughter in their posts anymore because they know she's a snitch.
Right.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
And as soon as she finds out that they've been looking at her fake Instagram page, then she's going to stop posting, and the daughter could get shunned out of the group as well.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And then she'll create a different fake Instagram page. Oh, this is so crazy. I am so not ready for this. My daughters are 6 and 3, and I'm just like, they're never getting a phone ever. Hey, Lauren in Snellville, what's your guidance for group therapy? Angie's listening.
As an HR professional, she needs to speak directly to that girl, because whatever she posts becomes public content. And later in life, that's going to come around to haunt her. She's closer to that than she thinks.
Wow.
That's
you're
a great
so
point.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
really
I didn't think
is.
About that. Social media sticks around. I mean, look at how many celebrities get in trouble for posts from 15, 20 years ago.
Thanks for the call, Lauren. And Quincy in Lithia Springs, what do you say for group therapy?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. I kind of agree with the last lady. I would say, you know, since she knows a young lady and she feels comfortable, just simply approach her and say, hey, you know, I know this is going on. I kind of know what Instagram is and does, but this thing can affect you for a long time. And I think she maybe would appreciate her more from, you know, going to her versus going to her mother and say, you know, I came across this looking at my child's Instagram page. You know, no, that way she knows that the daughter didn't tell her.
Yeah. Angie, what do you think? Do you think you could approach the teenager directly, your daughter's friend?
Of course. Of course. I mean, I'm open to anything. And, like, there was a great point on the second caller. I mean, this does stick forever on the third caller. It's just social media and, you know, jobs will look for her, you know, for her name and information, and this can come up and it could hurt her in the long run. So that was a great point, and that's the reason why I wanted to talk to you guys.
Tabitha in Winder has got some guidance too. Hey, Tabitha.
Hi. I would definitely tell the parent, you know, talk to the parent. I have a 16-year-old boy myself. I mean, if something was going on with him and somebody else knew, I would definitely want to know.
Mm-hmm. Are you on your kid's social media? Are you following it?
I am.
Yeah.
You have to.
Is there stuff on there that shocks you?
Sometimes, yes.
Really? Oh, gosh, you guys, I'm already stressed.
I mean, I have a boy, so with a girl, I mean, it's even more, you know, crucial to them. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
gosh,
almost like
I'm
you hope
ready.
It's just a phase for the daughter. You hope it's just a kind of a cry for attention in the awkward teenage years. You
yeah.
can catch it. You can curb it. You can talk about it. But mm-hmm. then again, you also run to the fear of pushing them further away.
Angie, have you gotten any clarity on this?
Yes. I think I'm going to approach the kid first. And if I don't see anything positive coming mm-hmm. out of our conversation, I'll probably reach out to the mother.
Mm-hmm.
As a mother, I really would like to know, to be honest. So I hope I'm not doing wrong. I have all the best intentions in the world. It's my kids and their friends, of course. And I would not like my daughter to be a snitch.
Definitely not. Well, thank you so much for bringing it to the table this morning. I think you've given us everybody a ton of things to think about. And now, thank you very much. I'm stressed for the next 10 years.
Thank you guys for all the advice.
Thank you so much, Angie. Mark, doesn't this stress you out?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
We have 6-year-olds. We're 10 years away, but I'm already
I want to play
worried.
Bruno Mars and get all up in my feelings. Oh. Look at pictures of Caroline as a kid. Remember the good times right now. Stupid social media.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.